So back to Kiddush Makom Sud over here. So again, we said yesterday we just went through the basic sugya and we discussed whether it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, Rabbeinu Yona, the Rush, two possible ways to be medayik in the Rush. You have the Rabbi Kivega and the Prima Gadol. Today I want to discuss Makom. We talk about Kiddush b'Makom Suda. What makes something a specific Makom? So it is important to remember what the Gemara said. The Gemara gave us a little bit of hadratha in terms of how we define Makom, because the Gemara told us that Hani Mili Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda. Savar mina, we originally thought hani mili mi bayis le bayis, that going from one house to another house is not the same makom of makom le makom b'chad beis lo. But to go from one place to another place within the same house, we thought that would be considered the same makom. So Amar lehu Rav Adam bar Techlifa, so Rav Adam bar Techlifa said, no, even within the same house is not the same makom. Why? Because remember, Shmuel was on a rooftop, and then he came downstairs, and he made a new kiddush when he came downstairs. So you see, even one place to another place within the same house is not considered a single makom. Now, that line of Gemara right there, Hani mili mi bayis lebayis, avo mi makom lemakom, b'chad beis alo, That's our girsa in the Gemara, but it seems that there are multiple girsos in this Gemara that may affect the halacha. Meaning, what our girsa of the Gemara discusses, going from one house to another house, that's clearly two different makomos, and going from makom lemakom b'chad beiso, which means from one room to a different room, from the attic, from the top floor to the bottom floor, from the roof to the bottom floor. Those are two entirely different rooms within a house. Our Gemara doesn't discuss at all going from one corner of a room to another corner of a room, whether that's considered the same makom, according to our girsa. So what would you say? One corner of a room to another corner of a room, according to our girsa in the Gemara? Pasha says that is considered the same makom, because the Gemara Dafka pointed out that you would have thought from the top, from the roof to the ground floor is not the same makom, is the same makom, so it's not the same makom. But it never says a chiddush about pina lepina, about also cheder.
Why does no one say anything about, obviously not, that from upstairs to downstairs is maybe different than cheder l'cheder? Maybe it's just different dinim.
So the only place where we have a chiluk like that is if you could see from one room to the other. But otherwise, why should upstairs and downstairs matter?
I mean, because I would assume that from room to room is, I guess, it's more of the same
upstairs. It feels closer. It feels closer.
Altitude and place.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know. So take a look at Tosos. I have makom lemakom b'chad beiso, says Tosos. Pirish mecheder lebayis o mibayis la'aliyah. Makom lemakom means from one room to another room in the house, or from room to the upper story. Kama meigra la'ara. Avol mipina lepina yesh kiddush. But to make kiddush in one corner of the room and eat the meal in the other corner of the room, totally fine. Ki hechi de lo chashav shinei makom b'samuch. Just like we don't consider it shinei makom. Bisamuch. What does bisamuch mean? We're going to have a sugya soon about shinui makom with brachos. When it comes to, we already started a little bit when we discussed if you make kiddush and shul, you have to say a new bar priya gafen when you get home. The only thing is, we had both Rav and Shmuel so far, and they both said, of course, you have to say a new bar priya gafen when you get home. But there's going to be a shita that we're going to have very shortly. Rabbi Yochanan says af yidei yayin nami yatsu, that you don't even need to say a new bar priya gafen when you get home. So that's going to lead us into a discussion of shinui makom bebrachos. So Tosos is the first to make the connection that shinui makom by kiddush may be related to the dinim of shinui makom by brachos. So just like by brachos, if you make a bracha in one corner of the room, you're allowed to continue eating in the other corner of the room. If you say kiddush in one corner of the room, you're also allowed to have the meal in the other corner.
It's in a place with like a big like balcony, but it's
where
like
you could
in the
see.
Same room, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that. The poskim actually do discuss that case. So ulkaman gabi shinu makom de ka'amar lo shanu al mibayis lebayis umiu shnei makomos bechad bayis karile mibayis lebayis. Two places within one house that are totally different places, that's called mibayis lebayis. Umiu, he says, yesh svarim de garsin and hacha mipina lepina. There are some svarim that are gores that from a corner to a corner in the same room is going to be a problem. That also is going to be considered a shinui makom. So essentially what we have over here is two girsaos in the Gemara. Rashi, in Dibra Maskel, mi makom lemakom, right? Rashi over here, mi makom lemakom, mi bayis la'aliyah lo tzarech laksor l'kadesh, m'kideh shabbos b'bayis v'halach le'achol ba'aliyah. So Rashi very clearly, and several other Rishonim are gores, avon mi makom lemakom lo, with the implication being that we originally thought the din is that one is not yotzei kiddush that we conclude that the din is that we're not yotzei kiddush if a person eats in a different room in the same house than he made kiddush in, but that's only if it's a different room. But if it's in the same room, the Hava Mina, the Gemara was that it's only if you go from house to house, but from room to room in the same house, it's fine. And then Ravanan answers that no, we saw Shmuel go from room to room in one house, and he made a new Kiddush. So you see that's called Shinoi Makom also, even room to room in the same house. But within the same room, to go from one corner to another corner, you don't have to say Kiddush. However, Tosos over here, like we saw at the end of Tosos, and the Russian Simon Hay, after bringing this raya, they bring the raya from the Gemara about Shinoi Makom by a bracha, where the Gemara says that if you're Mishana Makomo, mi bayis le bayis, you have to make a new bracha, but mi pina le pina, the Gemara says, ein tzarech lachzor levarich, a person does not have to go ahead and say a new bracha in the new corner of the room that he is has gone to. And in that Gemara, when the Rishonim explain, when that Gemara says mi bayis le bayis, that you do have to make a new bracha, that Gemara really means to say from room to room within the same house. In that context, bayis le bayis doesn't even have to mean from one house to another house, because even from one room to another room in the same house, you would have to say a new bracha. But just like in Hilchos Brachos pina le pina in the same room, you don't have to say a new bracha. So too by Kiddush, it's also not a Shinoi Makom, and even Shmuel would be Moda. Even Shmuel says Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda would be Moda. They don't have to be Chozer Mekadesh. The Marsha commenting on that Tosos has an interesting idea. He suggests what's the Raya from Shinoi Makom by Bracha? Are we just assuming that Shinoi Makom by Bracha is the same exact thing as Shinoi Makom by Kiddush? That the din of Kiddush Makom Suda should follow the exact same Gedarim as the definition of Makom by Bracha? He says maybe it's not that we're just assuming that the two halachos are equivalent, that they're parallel halachos, and however we define makom by Hilchos Brachos is going to be how we define makom by Hilchos Kiddush. Maybe there's something else going on here, says Marsha. Maybe it's a kal v'chomer. What do you mean a kal v'chomer? He says like this. Rav holds by Brachos, in Legabi Hilchos Brachos, if you said, Baruch Priya Gafin Shul, and then you go home, is that called the Shinoi Makom? Do you have to say a new bracha? Yes. Rav holds by Kiddush. You said Kiddush and Shul, and then you go home. Do you have to say a new Kiddush? Rav holds, no, you already got Kiddush. So if you see that Rav is so much more machmir when it comes to bracha, when it comes to Shinoi Makom by a bracha, so you see that bracha, the definition of Makom by a bracha, the Shinoi Makom by a bracha is going to be more chomer din than Shinoi Makom by Kiddush. So it's a kal v'chomer. So if pina lepina by even for brachos is not going to be considered a Shinoi Makom, then for sure it shouldn't be Shinoi Makom for Kiddush. Very difficult marsha, and you're going to ask the obvious kasha, yeah?
He doesn't hold Kiddush Makom Suda.
Yeah, what's he talking about? Rav doesn't hold Kiddush Makom Suda. What a strange comment, no? I don't know what the marsha said, I just want to make the ha'ara. But he doesn't hold Kiddush. That whole chilik is because he holds there is no such din as Makom by Kiddush. There is no issue of Shinoi Makom by Kiddush. All din of Shinoi Makom is only a Hilchos Brachos issue. But according to Shmuel, we never find that there's a distinction between Shinoi Makom by Kiddush and Shinoi Makom by Bracha. So it would be a perfect raya according to Tosfos, without a kal v'chomer, just a raya that the two should parallel each other.
Yeah, I'm just curious if it makes a difference whether Kiddush is deraisa or not. Whether my host Kiddush is deraisa on Friday night, or not Kiddush Aliyah is deraisa when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, because we do in general brachos tafi brachos tahakel, right? So, but by deraisa we do chumer. So maybe you wouldn't have to make a bracha again because it's a deraisa bracha as opposed to a derabanan bracha. I don't know. That makes difference.
On Friday night, where Kiddush is deraisa,
maybe because of the fact that Kiddush is deraisa is a different din than normal Hilchos Brachos when it's all derabanan.
So we should be more
inclined not to make another bracha deraisa than to.
Not to, I would think we'd be inclined more to, if you have some sort of suffix. I would think we'd be more inclined to, yes, make another bracha. So you're saying it's a bad raya, that they're bringing raya from Hilchos Brachos. So yeah, Hilchos Brachos, you make a bracha in one corner, you don't have to make a bracha in another corner, because even if it's just a suffix, suffix bracha is the hakam.
That's what I was getting at, but it worked. So.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound that we hold it's a suffix. It seems that they're saying this b'toras vaday. that you definitely don't have to mipina lapina by hilchos brachos. You definitely don't have to make another bracha. So there is a Ran. The Ran, you have a different version of the Ran than me. You have a different print, but the Ran of Daf Chaf Amral, the Dapei Arif in the old style Rif and Ran. Sover mina hani mili. Dein kiddush el makom su. That let me buy is the buy some kiddush buy zev. Visad buy sachar. Dumi the kiddush be beis haknesset the fligu bar Rav Shmuel. We originally thought that the whole din of requiring Kiddush Makom Suda was only not to go to a totally different building. Avon Lepina, Lepina, notice his girsa, Avon Lepina, Lepina, but to go from one corner of a room to another, but also bayis in the same house, Vafilu me'ara le'igra have a mekadesh. And then he quotes, and when it came to Shmuel, even if he went from the upstairs to the downstairs, he would say Kiddush. The Alpha Gavdalekal the Mifshat Mehami Pina Lapina says the Ran, wait a second. If we have the Girsa, Mipina Lapina, that the Gemara is saying that even from one corner of a room to another corner of the room, you have to say a new Kiddush, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says that I would have thought that it's only from one building to another building you have to say a new Kiddush, but from one corner of a room to another corner of a room you don't have to say a new Kiddush. Comes along Rav Hanan and says, no, even from one corner of a room to another corner of a room you have to say a new Kiddush. And this is just like what Shmuel did, because one time he made Kiddush up in the on the roof, and then he switched to the ground floor, and he made a new Kiddush when he switched to the ground floor. And that proves that Mipina Lapina requires a new Kiddush. There's a problem with that, because that doesn't prove that Mipina Lapina requires new Kiddush. What does that prove? What does that prove? Not necessarily the opposite. It's a Maisa Shaya. It proves that from one room to another room within the same house requires a new Kiddush. Well, that's just what happened. That was the Maisa Shaya. But it certainly doesn't prove that from one corner of a room to another corner of the room requires a new Kiddush. It is important, you have to get this. That how can we say, if the Girsa in our Gemara is, that we're trying to prove that even going from this end of the room to that end of the same room requires a new Kiddush, how could we be bringing a raya from a story of Shmuel, where he went from the attic all the way down to the ground floor and he said a new Kiddush? Yeah, that's because it was a different room. How does that prove me? Pina Lapina, you're going to say a new Kiddush.
Maybe Igor Ari is.
So there are those that want to suggest that maybe it's who said before with the balcony. Someone said right. So it could, there are those that want to suggest maybe a grillara is like a balcony type of thing, maybe. So that would be Mipina Lapina to justify this. So let's see what the Rad says. Even though this is not a good raya for Pina Lapina for one corner to another in the same room. Afilu hachi, keep it to me. Bayis lebayis lav dafka. Alma ein hakvius tali bebayis el bemakom suuda. We're just trying to show the trend that it doesn't really matter whether it's a different bayis. It matters that it's a different makom. And once we're able to define it just as a different makom, that's what we're looking at, whether it's a different makom or not. So we make it as then we. It's easier to suggest that it's as different a makom as possible. That it's then even in two corners in the same room, that's not the same makom. It's not exactly the same place for a suda. I just got my response from Shechti. He gets a whole long thing here. Okay, I'll have to get back to you guys with footnotes and everything. Okay, we'll get to that later. Okay, so says the Ran. Umeata afilu mipina lapina mihu ikal amad yamar dahani mili hecha delo chazu leiduchta dekadosh bei. Even from a corner to a corner in another room, maybe that's only you'd have to say no kiddush if you don't see the original place where you said kiddush. Avol chazu leiduchta dekadosh bei lo tsarich. Umedamu leilishtei chaburo shayochus baisechad nam berkshal shalachu de mezamin keechad. Unbelievable, says the Ran. How far do you want to take the comparison to Hilchos Brachos? Because there's another halacha in Hilchos Brachos, that if you have two chaburos of people that are eating in the same house, and they can see each other, they could be mitzdari for a bracha. So you see, that must be called that it's a single makom. So he says, maybe even according to the girsa, that mipina lapina, that from one corner of a room to another corner of a room, is not considered the same makom, maybe it's only not considered the same makom if you can't see each other from one place to the other. But if you could still see each other, maybe then it will be considered the same makom. So says So says the Ran. So, again, the kasha on the girsa of Mipina Lupina is what are we proving from Shmuel? So the Tosfos Rid, the Ran explained, well, we're not really proving anything from Shmuel. We're just showing a trend that Mako matters more than Bayis. And once Mako matters more than Bayis, okay, two different quarters of a room might be different Makomos. It's just a general trend toward defining things based on Makom rather than defining things based on Bayis. The Tosfos Rid, I saw quoted over here in the Masifta. The Tosfos Rid explains that Rav Anan maybe is not coming to be Doche, the original Hava Amina. Totally revolutionary way to read the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Sover Mina, we thought originally Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda means that if you go from one house to another, you need to say a new Kiddush. That's what we originally thought. But if you go from, according to this Girsa, one corner of room to another corner of room, you don't need to say a new Kiddush. So how did we read our Gemara? What's the next step of the Gemara? After we thought that, comes along who? Shmuel, Rav Anan, right? Shem Shmuel. And says that what? That at what we thought was wrong. We thought that that you go Mipina Lepina, that that's going to be considered a single makom, and you're not going to have to say no Kiddush. Comes along Rav Anan slash Shmuel and says, hey, you got to say no Kiddush, even in that case. Says it tells Rid, we're reading the Gemara wrong. Rav Anan is not coming to reject anything that we had said previously. Adrabah, he's coming to support. It's a little like you were saying before, Danny, that Shmuel's a raya in the other direction. What Shmuel was showing, when we showed that Shmuel went from the Igra La'ara and he said a new Kiddush, that's because he went Me'igra La'ara. But had he gone Mipina Lepina, he would not have said a new Kiddush. So we're actually supporting the Hava Mina. Savar Mina, according to this Girsa, that Mipina Lepina, you don't have to say a new Kiddush. Yeah, and Shmuel supports that because he only said a new Kiddush when he went Me'igra La'ara. What's the giant weakness in this reading of the Gemara?
For that to be true, the Gemara have to mention Hava Mina. See, it didn't mention Hava Mina of Pina Lepina, therefore you can't imply from that.
No, it does. According to this Girsa, it does.
But where did it mention anything about Pina Lepina?
The Girsa that they have in the Gemara is, yeah, is that Sovereign Mina Mi Bayis Labayis Hava Mi Pina Lepina Lo. Right, that's the Girsa. We're trying to defend that Girsa in the Gemara. According to that Girsa in the Gemara, how does Shmuel prove otherwise? So Tosfos Rid says he doesn't prove otherwise. He proves that that's exactly correct. When the word Sover Mina is used in Shas, what does it mean? Sover Mina? Shma Mina as we see from here. Or we hear from here. It's the difference in Bavli and Yerushalmi. You know, in Bavli when we bring a Raya, it's Toshma. In Yerushalmi when we bring a Raya, what is it? Tachazi. In Bavli it's hearing. In Yerushalmi it's seeing. There's a whole Torah on that, why that should be interesting discussions, why that should be the case. How do you perceive that which you see? What do you see right now? So you see a lot of things. I see a water bottle with X amount of water in it, and a sitter and a thing, and that, but I'm seeing it all at once. All of it comes in at once. You see the whole broad perspective. When you hear things, you hear one syllable, one meaningless syllable at a time. It's only when you're able to put multiple syllables together into words and then words and sentences into paragraphs that you actually get a picture. But it takes a long time to get there. At any given moment, you're only getting a very tiny slice. So I heard someone wanted to say once that that's the difference between Toshma and Tachazi. And in Bavli, we don't have the light of Eretz Yisrael to sort of give us that giant perspective. And we have to work through Mamash Shlav, Achar Shlav, Achar Shlav, step by step. That's why in the Siv writes, Talmud Bavli is so much longer. From mission to mission, you have like 15 blots sometimes. In Yerushalmi, it's a paragraph, next mission, a paragraph, next mission. Because then this broad perspective, things were just clearer. Whereas in Bavli, you have to work through it, step by step by step, to work through. So it's Tashma. But anyway, it doesn't say Shema Mina. It says Sover Mina. What's the difference between Shema Mina and Sover Mina? What do you think? Shema Mina means we draw a conclusion. Sover Mina is not a conclusion. It's a Hava Mina. Sover Mina is always just a Hava Mina. And whenever you have a Sover Mina, the Gemara always follows it up, but yeah, but we're wrong, and this is what's really right. So the problem with the Tosfos Rid's reading is he makes Sover Mina mean something different than it does pretty much everywhere else. Everywhere else, Sover Mina is just a Hava Mina, and then we reject the Hava Mina. Over here, it's It's not just the Havamina. So that's the weakness in Tosri. Again, the Ran has his own weakness. What's the weakness in the Ran's explanation? Is that Shmuel doesn't really prove anything. We're trying to prove from Shmuel that to go from one corner to another corner is considered a Shinoi Makom. And it doesn't prove it, because Shmuel went from Igra Lara. He didn't go from one corner to another corner. So the Ran said, oh yeah, but you know, you see that Makom matters, but it doesn't really prove our case at all. So that's a giant weakness also. So the bottom line is, if you have the Girsa in our Gemara, Mipina Lapina, like the Rif does, then you have a problem. The Gemara is not going to read so straight. If you have our Girsa in the Gemara, then the Gemara reads beautifully. And note, there's a huge halachic difference between our Girsa and the Girsa of Mipina Lapina. In our Girsa of the Gemara, we're saying that if you go from one corner of the room to another corner of the room, it's pashut that you don't have to say new Kiddush. That's called Kiddush Makom Suda. In the Mipina Lapina Girsa of the Gemara, everyone except the Tos Rid's reading of it will say that that's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. You do need to say a new Kiddush. So how are we going to paskin? So in general, when we want to paskin these halachas, what do we need to, any halacha, we need to look at the Rosh. Good, we saw the Rosh. Right? The Rosh holds like Tos Rid's, our Girsa of the Gemara. We need to look at the Ran, because the Ran is one of the major Rishonim here in Moed, in Pesachos Pesachim. Balei HaTosfos, certainly we need to look at. We need to look at the Rif, and we did it, and the Rif is Goris Mipina Lapina. Who else do we need to look at? One major player we haven't looked at yet? Come on, this is a layup. This is an easy one. What? Which Rishonim we got to look at? You want to determine Halacha? The Rambam, of course. Right? We need to look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say over here? So the Rambam, Perchav Tes, Halacha Ches Vilcha Shabbos. Ein Kiddush al b'makom suda, says the Rambam, you can only say Kiddush in the makom suda. Ketan. How so? Lo yikadish b'bayis zev yochel b'beis acher. You cannot say Kiddush in this house and go to a different house. Ooh. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? That what's okay? And what else does it sound like is okay? Not Ein Kiddush al b'makom suda. But he defines it as bayis l'bayis. So it sounds like anything short of bayis l'bayis is going to be okay, including not just pina l'pina, even cheder l'cheder, l'chora. But don't worry, he goes on. Avlim kidesh bizavis zu v'ochel bizavis zu bizavishnia. I'm sorry. Avlim kidesh bizavis zu ochel bizavishnia. But if you say Kiddush in one corner, you are allowed to eat in another corner. What does that imply about Cheder L'Cheder? It's not okay. So, in terms of Halacha, of Pina L'Pina, there's no doubt what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds Pina L'Pina is completely okay. There's nothing wrong with it, it's Kiddush Makom Suda. So when we're going to tally the Shitos, and we need... For the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to need to see a majority between the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. What's he going to find? He's going to find the Rush and the Rambam both say Mipina Lapina is Kiddush Makom Suda. And he's going to find the Rif saying Mipina Lapina is not Kiddush Makom Suda. So he's going to paskin that it is Kiddush Makom Suda, that it's fine Mipina Lapina. That's what we would expect, right? But it's hard to tally the Rambam. It's hard to count the Rambam toward anything until we're sure that we know what he's talking about. Because there's some ambiguity in this Rambam. Where's the ambiguity? Not in Pina L'Pina. He was very clear about that. Where's the ambiguity? Cheder L'Cheder. Because the first line where he says, Bayis L'Bayis is a different Makom, sounds like Cheder L'Cheder would be the same Makom. Then he says, Zavis L'Zavis is the same Makom, sounds like Cheder L'Cheder is a different Makom. So once we resolve that ambiguity, then we could maybe figure out where to put the Rambam in our analysis of Pina L'Pina. Yeah?
I don't think it's ambiguous.
Yeah. Why?
Because I think about the Lashon Hara, I didn't see it inside, but it sounds like when you mentioned the bias of bias, it was obvious, and the Pina L'Pina was obvious, but you mentioned the Pina L'Pina, that if you ate in one corner, it's the kids one corner, you ate in a different corner, meaning you didn't eat in the first corner. You know, you say Kiddush there in the other corner, implying that God's like a separate din. You're trying to explain what happens if you say Kiddush in one place in the same room and eat somewhere else. But Cheder L'Cheder, that wouldn't work. because you can't take kiddush one place, obviously, and eat somewhere else.
Why not?
It sounds like he's saying, because that wouldn't work for kiddush l'cheder, so he didn't say it for that.
So the mashmos of the first line is difficult. Why do you say lo yikadosh b'chedus av yochel b'chedus? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Lo yikadosh b'chedus av yochel b'chedus. Yeah, you say a bigger chiddush. So, take a step back. The Rashba had the gears in the Gemara mipina lapina. Now keep in mind, what does that mean? Unless you hold like the Tosfos Rid, let's block the Tosfos Rid out of our minds because no one else holds like that. If you have the gears of mipina lapina in the Gemara, that means that you hold what? What chiddush l'halacha does that mean that you hold? If you have the gears of mipina lapina? That you would need to say kiddush twice even in the same room. Right? That if you said kiddush over here and you want to eat over there, you have to say kiddush again. If you have that gersa. If you have the gersa mipina lapina and you want to always hold like the Rambam, you're going to have a problem. Because the Rambam was very clear. Bezavas zu, you're allowed to eat bezavas acheres without saying kiddush again. The Rashba can't imagine that the Rambam has a different gersa than him. And he wants to hold like the Rambam, but he's got a problem. So the Rashba, the Magad Mishnah, they're goris mipina lapina, and they think that from our Gemara, even from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, you have to say no kiddush. And therefore they have a kasha. How could the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? Now for us it's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Because we'll just say the Rambam had our gears in the Gemara. So he's not passing against the Gemara, he's passing exactly what the Gemara says actually. So the Rashba explains, again, because he thinks the gears is mipina lapina, that the Rambam is basing his psak based on a Gemara later on in Amid Beis, by Shinui Makom, by Bracha. That if a person is Meshana Makoma from one corner of room to another corner of room for Hilchos Brachos, it's not considered a Shinui Makom. Now, from the fact that Rav and Shmuel, even though they argue about Kiddush, about being Meshana Makom by Kiddush, they agree by Bracha that something's going to be a Shinui Makom, that when you make Kiddush in Shul and you go home, that everyone agrees you have to say Nubar Briagathan. Sounds like the din of Shinui Makom by Bracha is more Chamur. Sound like a similar, an interesting, a familiar Svara? Says the Rashba. That it must be from the fact that Rav and Shmuel debate whether you have to say Kiddush again when you go home from Shul, but they don't debate whether you have to say Nubar Briagathan. Of course you have to say new bar b'ragav. You see bar b'ragav and Hilchos Brachos is more chamur. What's that svara? That's the svara we saw before from the Marsha, which we didn't like at all. But the Rashba somehow carries this forward. So he says, you see bracha, Hilchos Brachos is more chamur. So if in Hilchos Brachos you don't even need to make a new bracha mipina lapina, then for sure in Kiddush you shouldn't have to make a new bracha mipina lapina. So says the Rashba, the Rambam had the gears in the Gemara mipina lapina, and yes, the Gemara Namad Aleph concludes that if you say Kiddush in this corner of the room and you want to eat in that corner, you're going to have to say new Kiddush. That is the conclusion of this Gemara, but when you turn the page, the Gemara says the opposite about Hilchos Brachos. And therefore, the Rambam just paskens like Amud Beis. The Magen Mishnah says different. He says that when the Gemara says Mepina Lapina, it doesn't mean the same room. It means room to room. Okay. That would solve the problems. Meaning what he does is, essentially what the Magen Mishnah does, is he says, I keep the gears of Mepina Lapina, and I translate it as mimakum lamakum. So it's the same thing as having our girsa. And then he's not going to have a problem with the Rambam. Because he pretty much has our girsa. He teaches the words mipina lapina to mean mimakum lamakum. Problem is, the words don't mean that. So that's not so satisfying. So the Masifdiri quotes an interesting approach. The Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Kiddush Hayom Os Yud says, he has problems with the fact that the Rambam argues on the Rif over here. The Rif says, Mipina Lapina, you do say a new bracha, you do say a new Kiddush. Why does the Rambam say, Mipina Lapina, you don't say a new Kiddush? Rambam's not supposed to argue with the Rif. The Rambam writes in the Sakhtama that he almost never argues with the Rif. So we shouldn't be able to discover random places where the Rambam all of a sudden argues with the Rif. Why is the Rambam arguing with the Rif over here? The Rif paskins, even Pina Lapina, you have to say a new bracha. So the Aruch Chaim says it could be that the Rambam and the Rif are not arguing. The Rif says, Mipina Lupina, you have to say no Kiddush. That's only if you don't see your original location. But if you see your original location, then you don't have to say no Kiddush. When the Rambam says Mizavis Lazavis, you don't have to say no Kiddush. He's talking about Mizavis Lazavis, where you see your original location. Now, let's back up and say and put on our Beis Yosef hat again and try to figure out how's the Shulchan Aruch going to paskin. Mipina Lapina. So the Rush holds Mipina Lapina, no brainer. There's no new Kiddush. Mipina Lapina. The whole hour, the Rush has our Girsa. Mibayis Labayis, that's the classic Shinim Makom. Micheder Lcheder, that's what our Gemara says. Shmuel went Meir Galara, seven new Kiddush. But Mipina Lapina, Zavis Lazavis. No new Kiddush. For sure not. What do the Rif and the Rambam paskin, according to this understanding? The Rif and the Rambam will say, you do say a new Kiddush, provided that you can't see your original location. Yes, new Kiddush, as long as you can't see your original location, even if it's in the same room. The room is L-shaped or something like that. But if you can see your original, or it's really giant, if you can see your original location, then the Rambam and the Rif would agree with the Rush that you don't need to say a new Kiddush. So what you would expect the Shulchan Aruch to do if he holds like this Aruch Chos Chaim is to paskin within a single room, you don't say a new Kiddush unless it's a situation where you're within a single room but you cannot see your original location. If you cannot see your original location, then you do say a new bracha. That's what we'd expect them to say. Yeah.
Was it on like this really big Shabbat and a lot of people there, and the rabbi's making it like in the middle of a huge
room, yeah.
And you can't see it from your seat, so.
No, but if you can't see just because there are people standing right now.
No, I'm saying you can't see it because it's such a big room. You're saying that.
B'chorin is not Kiddush Makom Sudo, according to the
so
Rambam. According to this understanding
so you
of the Rambam.
You have to make your own Kiddush?
Yeah, according to this understanding of the Rambam and the Rif, yes. According to the Pashut understanding of the Rambam, no. According to the Pashut understanding of the Rif, definitely. So, again, just to summarize. When we first read the Rush, the Rambam, and the Rif, we had the Rambam siding with the Rush, that corner to corner in the same room, you never have to make a new Kiddush, and the Rif saying you do have to make a new Kiddush. So we would expect the Shulchan Aruch to say, don't make a new Kiddush. Once we tried to be Miyashev, the Rambam, I should have added, according to this Orchos Chaim, the Rambam's not a stira. When the Rambam says, Mibayis Labayis is a Shinu Makom, the implication is, Micheder Lcheder, No, that wouldn't help. That wouldn't help for that. But according to this understanding, the Rambam and the Rif are on the same page, and the Rush is the outlier, right? The Rush is on the outside looking in. And then you expect the Shulchan Aruch to pass on like the Rif, that you do make a new Kiddush, provided that you cannot see your original location. So what does Hitaka say in Beis Yosef? What did he say? Did you see? How did he understand things in the Beis Yosef? So in Reishai and Gimel, he found it. So he quotes, Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda, good. Kasav Rabbeinu Nisim, Dafka Shloya Daito Tchila. Oh, he brings in another. Okay, let's skip. Ubecheder Echem Mipina Lupina Lo Shaykh Shinu Makom. The Torah said, as you could expect, from one corner to another corner in the same room, that's called the same place. Shama, Hadam Shmuel, Kiddush al Makom Suda, Savmina, and Mim Vais, Vais Makom Makom Chabes Alo, Amalevan, Zim Sagin, Avakim, Kamadi Shmuel, quotes the Gemara. Kazva Rush, I feel me grillara Makadish, what did Michael Lcheda of Mipina Lupina Vaisak? I feel the track like Gadol Meno Tsarich Levarich. Quotes the Rush like we know it, and says Tosus agrees with the Rush like we saw, and then says, Vikachem Divre Rambam Biperek Chav Tes. The Rambam agrees with the Rush. Va'arif Gore Sal Mipina Lupina Lo Amrle Ravanazim Lo Amrle Ravanazim Sagin Va'afil Migral Arav Mekadesh Birushra Mipina Lupina Bechabes Lo. But the Rif disagrees. Then he quotes the Ran. Then the Magen Mishnah. Rav Magi, Rav Lisha Yagoris, Mipina Lapina Yishev, Agirsa Lashita Saram, Shapasa Kitabra Tosva Rush. The Magamisha says that the Rambam's going exactly like the Rush. Ulinin Alacha, Kivin Sharam, Rush Maskimin, Vakach, Hachi Naktinon, Vikolshkain Shah Tosal Sovram Kain. So he says, how are we going to paskin? I think the Rambam's saying just like the Rush. So of course we're going to paskin that way, and especially since Tosos holds that way. The gam ki divrei arif efshal isparish kein kumo shapirish arava magid osa girsa kedasa rambam, and especially if you could kvetch the riff into it also. How could you kvetch the riff into it? You could say that when the riff says mipina lapina, you have to make a new kiddush. The riff translates mipina lapina as cheder lecheder. He thinks words mipina lapina mean cheder lecheder. So that's how he passes against the Aruch HaSchayim. So what do we see in Shulchan Aruch? Let's take a look. Reishayin Gimel Sif Aleph, source number 8. Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda, Ubebayis Echad Mipina Lepina, Chashuv Makom Echad. Shem Kiddush Lach Lepina Zu, V'nim Lach Lach Lepina Acheres, Afilu Traklin Gadol, Ein Utsarach Lachzor Lekadesh. V'yesh Omrin. All of a sudden he quotes V'yesh Omrin. V'yesh Omrin. He brings up the idea of seeing your original location. But look what he does. Seeing your original location is not a chilik within the world of Pina Lepina. Seeing your original location is going to help even Mibayit Micheda Lecheda. Whoa. Says Mishra Brua, not only does it help Micheda Lecheda, Mishra Brua Sivkat Zayin. V'adim mibayis lebayis imro and makomo. The Rambam never said about ro and makomo.
No, but bias lebayis.
Yeah, but maybe they'll understand that the Rambam was talking.
Imro and makomo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Rambam must have been talking about when it's not ro and makomo. Says the Mishmur, Ve'ein lismoch al das hayesh omrim bazed. Don't rely on this. Raklin in diyevet b'shas al-chak shaloyach lisod mokam ha-kiddush. Try to eat where you say kiddush. Avul b'lavach yizor mod shlo lahakam b'ayis l'bayis al-adei riyas ha-mokam ki'esh ha-chorim sh'machmin rafil diyevet. And he says a lot of ha-chorim don't like the idea of being able to see your place mi'bayis l'bayis. They don't think that works. So really don't rely on seeing your place l'gabi b'ayis l'bayis.
It's really subjective.
That Ri'iyas Hamakom works in Hilchas Brachos, and if it works in Hilchas Brachos, first you'd have to say the Makor is Hilchas Brachos.
No one mentioned it.
You'd have to figure. No one mentioned in the discussion because there was nothing about Ri'iyah. No one mentioned about being Roa Makomo at all in our discussion. It was only the Aruch HaSchayim that first came up with the Cha as a chiluk within two dinim pina lepina. But if Hilchas Brachos is a real parallel, so we'll have to carry over whatever we have in Hilchas Brachos.
Didn't you basically say quote opinion? I forgot that said that if you see that from Bais the Chaser, then I forgot what it was. That would be okay.
Right. Yeah, the Divrei Rav Sar Shalom. Bais the Chaser Ros Mekomo. Yeah. But that it comes from Hilchas Brachos.
Yeah, but even so, but I meant to ask on that. But you said Bais the Chatzar purposely. Bais the Bais would have been Bir Chiddush. Bais the Chatzar. So why didn't Sarah?
Right, and also the Ran mentioned it. Right, the Ran mentioned it also. Why take it as far as me Bais the Bais? Because I guess they hold La Halach. There's no difference between Bais the Bais and Bais the Chatzar. They're both a different makom. So if it works, it works.
No,
even forgetting Hilchas Brachos, even here, it work. If it works, mibayis lechatzer, then it should work. Then it should work mibayis lebayis also.
Why did you mention that then? So why did
you
say
bayis lechatzer? Good question. I don't know. Good question.
It's very subjective. Once they got a very good vision, seriously.
I don't know.